Section 10. Rules of the Road and Safe Driving. This section contains information about traffic rules and regulations in Mississippi and strategies for being a safe driver. Please study this material carefully. Legal speeds. The speed limits below usually apply. However, speed limits may change for a variety of reasons. Always monitor the posted speed limit signs and glance frequently at your speedometer. You should always know how fast you are traveling. Use common sense when driving. Adjust your speed based on the situation and conditions. Reduce speed on curves, when approaching intersections, when on a narrow or twisting road, or when traffic is congested. If the weather or visibility is poor, slow down accordingly. Posted speed limits are intended for the most ideal conditions. Signal lights. Use your vehicle's signal lights, blinkers, to alert other drivers each time you intend to turn, change lanes, pass, or enter or exit a parallel parking space. The best way to notify other drivers that you intend to turn or pass is to use your signal lights well in advance. If the vehicle ahead of you signals for a turn, activate your signal only if you also intend to turn. Do not signal to warn others that the vehicle in front of you is turning. Do not use your left signal to let a vehicle behind you know it is safe to pass. The driver behind you is responsible for determining whether it is safe to pass. Arm signals. Arm signals are used by bicyclists, motorists whose signal lights are malfunctioning, and drivers of some antique vehicles and farm equipment. If you are using arm signals, be sure to extend your arm fully and signal continuously for at least 100 feet before you slow down, turn, stop, or change lanes. Left turn. Extend your arm and hand straight out. This signal is also used when changing from the right lane to the left lane, or when starting from a parallel parking position. Right turn. Extend your arm and hand upward, with your arm bent at the elbow. This signal is also used when changing from the left lane to the right lane, or when preparing to enter a parallel parking space. Slow down or stop. Extend your arm and hand downward, with your palm facing the rear. Following. Following too closely to another vehicle is dangerous. When you are following another vehicle, allow at least one car length between you for every 10 miles per hour of speed. This will help give you room to slow down or stop if the vehicle in front of you changes speed suddenly. It's also important to maintain distance so that you can see around the vehicle ahead of you. When you are following a large truck or bus, allow yourself even more room. If you are taking part in a motorcade, such as a funeral procession, allow enough space between you and the next car so that other vehicles may safely pull into those spaces. Be careful not to follow too closely. Measure your speed against the other vehicles so that everyone is moving along smoothly. Traffic lanes. You are in a traffic lane whenever you are driving on any street or highway. These lanes may or may not be marked, but they exist just the same. A street or highway's number of lanes corresponds to the number of cars, or lines of cars, that could travel on it side by side. One lane street or highway equals room for one car. Two lane street or highway equals room for two cars. Three lane street or highway equals room for three cars. Four lane street or highway equals room for four cars. If lanes travel in opposite directions, they will be separated by pavement markings, lines, barricades, or medians. The image on the top right shows a four-lane highway divided by double yellow lines. Green arrows indicate the direction of travel. The green arrows are not pavement markings. Some travel lanes have adjacent parking lanes. For example, the image on the right shows a two-lane street with a parking lane on one side. Never cross a double yellow line, not even to pass a slow-moving car. You will be driving into oncoming traffic. Always drive in a single lane. Never change lanes unless the movement can be made safely. On a four-lane highway, drive in the right lane except when passing or preparing to turn left. Which lane should I drive in? If you drive on a street or highway with more than one lane for your direction, drive in the extreme right lane except to pass or turn left. If there is no designated turn lane, use the lane next to the center for turning left. On a two-way highway, which pavement markings mean I can cross the center line to pass another vehicle? you may never cross a double yellow line to pass a vehicle. If there is a single, broken, yellow line, you may cross that line for passing, if the oncoming lane is clear and it is safe to pass. If you are on a highway divided by both one solid yellow line and one broken yellow line, you may cross the lines for passing only if the broken yellow line is closest to your travel lane, and if the oncoming lane is clear and it is safe to pass. If the solid yellow line is closest to you, you may not pass. Passing other vehicles. Passing on a two-lane highway. Passing is allowed in some areas of two-lane highways. Pay close attention to the center line markings. Solid double yellow line equals no passing from either direction. Solid yellow line and broken yellow line equal vehicle traveling alongside the broken yellow line may cross the lines to pass. Vehicle traveling alongside the solid yellow line may not cross the lines to pass. Passing on a four-lane highway or interstate. It is never legal to move across the center line of a four-lane highway to pass another vehicle. However, on interstates and four-lane highways, passing is allowed from both the left and right lanes, traveling in the same direction, when lanes are divided by a broken white line. Passing on the left. When you decide to pass another vehicle on the left, be sure that the lane ahead is clear before you move. Do not tailgate a vehicle that you intend to pass. Drop back far enough so that you can see around it before you try to change lanes. Watch for safe clearance ahead and behind, and signal your intentions before you move into the left lane. Check carefully, and then move cautiously but quickly into the left lane. Do not pull back into the right lane until you are well past the other vehicle. Before moving back into the right lane, make sure that you can see the passed vehicle in your rearview mirror. Passing on the right. You may overtake and pass another vehicle on the right in the following situations. When the vehicle you are passing is making or is about to make a left turn. On an interstate with multiple lanes traveling in your direction. On a four-lane highway of adequate width where there are no obstructions or parked cars. On any one-way highway of adequate width. If you do pass on the right, do so only when conditions permit you to do so safely. Under no circumstances are you allowed to drive off the pavement or on the shoulder to pass. Other safe passing guidelines. Do not pass on hills, curves, or within 100 feet of bridges, viaducts, overpasses, railroad crossings, crosswalks, intersections, or any place where your view is obstructed in any way. And pass only when the weather is good, never when it is raining or sleeting. When being passed on a two- or three-lane highway, keep to the right and do not increase your speed until the other car has completely passed you. Turning around. At times you will have to turn your car in close quarters. To do so safely, follow this procedure. 1. Start from the extreme right side of the road, give the correct signal, and turn the steering wheel sharply to the left while inching forward. 2. When you have turned the wheels completely to the left, drive slowly forward to within a few inches of the left curb or edge of the road. 3. Then turn sharply to the right while inching backward. When you have turned the wheels completely to the right, back slowly to within a few inches of the curb. 4. Turn your wheels to the left and pull forward. Repeat these steps as needed until you have completed the turn. Because this maneuver may be part of your driving test, you need to become familiar with it. Turning at intersections. More accidents occur at intersections than anywhere else. Often there is a failure of communication among drivers, or someone takes an unnecessary chance when turning. To make a safe turn, follow these guidelines. 1. Know where you want to turn. If you are not sure, drive slowly and read the street signs or road markers. Avoid last-minute turns. 2. Signal what you intend to do. Give pedestrians and other drivers advance notice of your intentions. 3. Get into the correct lane as soon as possible. 4. Look around you in all directions before you change lanes or turn. Do not assume that other drivers will see you. Be sure. 5. Slow down well before you reach the crosswalk of the intersection, and complete the turn at a consistent speed. Do not push down the brake or clutch while you are turning. And do not shift gears while entering the intersection. 6. Stay in your lane throughout the turn. Finish the turn in the proper lane. multiple turn lanes and lane options. Some roadways allow vehicles in multiple lanes to turn at the same time. Similarly, some lanes permit drivers to either continue straight or to make a turn. The diagrams on this page show intersections with side-by-side turn lanes AND with lanes that permit turning OR continuing straight. Always follow directional arrows. If you choose to turn, be certain to stay in your lane. Turning left of center. When two drivers approach an intersection, and both drivers want to turn left, each driver should turn to the left of the other. Leave from the left lane and enter into the left lane. One-way streets. A good rule to remember when traveling on a one-way street is to always turn from the lane nearest the curb. However, pavement markings or signage may permit turning from additional lanes. Intersections and right-of-way. The most dangerous place on a highway is an intersection. Follow these guidelines as you approach and cross intersections. Always approach any cross street or road with extreme caution. If you cannot see the entire intersection as you approach, slow down and proceed cautiously. Be sure to look in both directions as you cross. If traffic is blocked when you approach an intersection, stop before you reach the crosswalk and wait for traffic to move. Slow down as you approach the intersection, and stop if required. Gradually increase your speed as you clear the intersection. As you cross, drive defensively. Do not assume that pedestrians or other drivers understand your intentions. If you approach an intersection with a stop sign or signal, you must bring your vehicle to a complete stop at the crosswalk. You must yield the right of way to any vehicle or pedestrian in the intersection. You may carefully proceed if your way is completely clear. Four-way stop. At a four-way stop, right of way is determined by which vehicle arrives first, and by where the vehicle is located relative to the others. The first vehicle to arrive has right of way. If multiple vehicles arrive at the same time, the vehicle on the right has right of way. Driveways and unmarked entrances. When entering a street or highway from a driveway or other entrance point, you must stop and yield to oncoming traffic, even if no stop sign is present. Unmarked intersection. If you encounter a highway intersection with no traffic signs or signals, yield to approaching traffic, then proceed only when it is safe. Two-way stop. At a two-way stop, the cross traffic with no stop signs has the right of way. Vehicles arriving at stop signs must wait until the way is clear before proceeding. When the way is clear, the first vehicle to arrive at a stop sign has the right of way. If two vehicles arrive at the same time, the vehicle intending to travel through, straight across has right of way. Roundabouts. At a roundabout or traffic circle, yield to oncoming traffic already inside the circle. Always enter and exit the circle by traveling toward your right. Yielding right of way to school buses. Be especially careful when sharing the road with school buses. Each time you encounter a school bus with its red lights flashing and/or with its stop sign extended, Mississippi law states that you must come to a complete stop within 10 feet away from the bus. Remain stopped until the children have crossed the roadway and the bus has resumed motion, its red lights no longer flash, and its stop sign is retracted. You must stop for the school bus regardless of your direction of travel. One exception to the procedures above is for drivers traveling on a divided highway. If you are traveling on a highway with four or more lanes, with at least two lanes of travel in opposite directions, then if you are traveling in the same direction as the stopped school bus, you must still follow the procedures above. Come to a complete stop, then proceed only after the children have exited the roadway and the bus has resumed motion, its red lights no longer flash, and its stop sign is retracted. If you are traveling in the opposite direction as the stopped school bus, you may continue travel on your side of the divided highway without stopping. If the school bus is stopped in a loading zone that is part of or adjacent to the highway, and where pedestrians are not allowed to cross the roadway, you do not have to stop. Failure to yield to school bus, violations and penalties. If you are convicted of violating the law described on the previous page, penalties are as follows. First offense, misdemeanor. Fine not less than $350 and not more than $750, or imprisonment for not more than 1 year, or both. Second or subsequent offense, within 5 years, misdemeanor. fine not less than $750 and not more than $1,500, or imprisonment for not more than 1 year, or both. In addition, suspension of driver license, driving privileges for 90 days. Additional penalties apply if you are convicted of a violation resulting in injury to a child who is boarding or exiting a bus. Yielding right-of-way to emergency vehicles. Any ambulance, fire engine, or police car flashing red or blue lights or signaling with a bell or siren always has the right-of-way on any street in any traffic situation. If at all possible, pull your vehicle over to the extreme right shoulder of the road until the emergency vehicle has passed. If you are at an intersection, proceed through, and then pull over to the extreme right shoulder. If an emergency vehicle with lights or siren activated is parked along the side of a four-lane highway, merge into the lane away from the emergency vehicle if it is safe to do so. If merging into an adjacent lane is not safe, slow down and prepare to stop if necessary. You must yield right of way. Although you are not required to do so by law, common courtesy dictates that you yield the right of way to funeral processions. Yielding right of way to pedestrians. A person walking across the street within a crosswalk, whether or not the crosswalk is marked, always has the right of way. As a driver, you must be extremely careful around pedestrians. Always keep your vehicle under control, so you can yield to those on foot. People who are blind or who have visual impairments can be vulnerable pedestrians. They can sometimes be identified by their carrying a white cane, or a white cane with a red tip. Take every caution and extend every courtesy to keep them safe at intersections and crosswalks. Come to a complete stop if necessary. Parking. In general, when you park your vehicle, put the gears in park, automatic transmission, or low, standard transmission, set the handbrake firmly, and turn off the ignition. Prohibited parking. You may not stop and leave your vehicle parked and unattended in any of the following places: in front of a public or private driveway, within 20 feet of the driveway entrance to any fire station, or within 75 feet if it is so posted, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, on a sidewalk, on a crosswalk, within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection, inside an intersection, within 30 feet of the approach to any traffic control device, within 15 feet of the nearest rail of any railroad crossing, on any bridge or elevated structure, in any highway underpass, on the roadway side of any vehicle stopped or parked at the edge of the road or the curb, alongside any obstruction when your parking would add to traffic congestion, at any place where traffic signs prohibit stopping. Parking on a highway. Outside a business or residential districts, you must park off the roadway. If you must park along a highway, take measures to keep other cars from running into yours. Be sure to pull all the way off the roadway. If possible, leave at least 20 feet for other vehicles to get by. Park so you can be seen from at least 200 feet in both directions. Leave your parking lights or emergency flashers on if it is night. If you park on a blind curve or in any other potentially dangerous place, you are breaking the law. You can be arrested, and your vehicle may be towed. If your vehicle breaks down, you will not be arrested, however, you should move it as quickly as possible. Parallel parking. The images on the right show how to maneuver into a parallel space. For vehicles parked parallel, tires should be within 12 inches of the curb. Use extreme care when exiting your vehicle from the street side. Unload your vehicle from the curb side. Step 1. Select a space large enough to accommodate your car. Use your signal to show you intend to enter the space. Stop alongside the car in front of the. Step 2. Make sure you will not interfere with oncoming traffic. Cut your wheels sharply to the right and back slowly toward the curb. Stop when your front tire aligns with the back bumper of the car ahead. Step 3. Cut your wheels sharply to the left and continue backing. Be careful not to bump into the car behind you. Step 4. Pull forward into the center of the space, leaving room in front of and behind your car. Align your car within 12 inches of the curb. Exiting a parking space. The driver leaving a parking space does not have the right of way. Be careful not to cause a wreck. Before you pull out, be certain the way is clear of any traffic, including pedestrians. You must yield to any oncoming traffic. When leaving a parallel parking position, look back over your shoulder to be sure it is safe to pull out, and give a signal before entering the travel lane. When leaving a diagonal or straightened parking position, wait until the way is clear and look back while backing up. Always look back over your shoulder while backing up. Never rely on your rearview mirror alone. Parking on a hill. To park safely on a hill, follow the note below. In a downhill position, turn your wheels sharply to the right, whether or not there is a curb. In an uphill position with no curb, turn your wheels sharply to the right. In an uphill position with a curb, turn your wheels sharply to the left. Driving at night. At night, visibility is greatly reduced. This makes it necessary to reduce your speed and to exercise caution. You can only see as far as your headlights can reach. Therefore, be careful not to overdrive your headlights. That is, do not so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see. If you meet a vehicle at night with bright or blinding headlights, the safest thing to do is to dim your lights and keep your eyes on the right side of the road. If you meet a vehicle at night with one headlight missing, drive to the far right of your lane. The glare of oncoming headlights and off-street advertisements may be a serious distraction. Never attempt to compensate for this difficulty by wearing darkened glasses. At night, or on dark days, the use of such glasses will only reduce your vision further. Using your headlights. You are required by law to use your low beams when you approach within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle or when you are following within 500 feet of another vehicle. You should use your lights between sunset and sunrise and at any other time when you cannot see clearly ahead for a distance of 500 feet. Do not drive with only your parking lights turned on. If you need lights, use your headlights. Use the high beam only when driving in the open country without other cars near. Even with the high beam, speed should be lower than by day. Always use the lower beam when approaching another car so as not to blind the driver. Always use the lower beam when driving where there are streetlights, when following another car, and in fog during night or day. Using high beams in fog reduces visibility. Safety belts, seat belts, and child restraints. Mississippi law requires the following. Front seat operators, front seat passengers, and children aged 4 years to under 7 years, regardless of the seat the child occupies, must wear properly fastened safety belt systems that are manufactured in the vehicle. Children under the age of 4 years must be properly secured in a child passenger restraint device, child safety seat, that meets applicable safety standards. If the child is aged 4 years to under 7 years, and measures less than 4 feet and 9 inches in height or weighs less than 65 pounds, then the child must be properly secured in a belt positioning booster seat system that meets applicable safety standards. If a child is under 7 years old but weighs over 65 pounds, the child can use a regular seatbelt. If more than 2 children who are required to use a booster seat are being transported in a vehicle at one time, and the vehicle only has 2 lap and shoulder belts in the rear seat, then only the 2 children sitting in the seats with the lap and shoulder belts are required to use a properly secured booster seat. Other children may be secured with a safety lap belt only. Violators of the safety belt and/or child restraint law can be fined. It is recommended that the driver and all passengers in the vehicle be buckled up. Children weighing up to 20 pounds be transported in a child safety seat facing backward. Children ranging in weight from 20 to 40 pounds be transported in a child safety seat facing forward. Children weighing 40 to 65 pounds use a booster seat designed for motor vehicle use, and children always ride in the backseat. Safe driving basics. Drivers cause 85% of all accidents. Remember that the safety and well-being of many other people will depend upon your calm and responsible behavior as a driver. Before you drive. To prepare to drive, you should make certain you have your driver license with you. You should always have your license in your possession while operating a motor vehicle. Adjust your seat to a comfortable position so that you can reach the wheel and pedals easily and have good vision. Fasten your seat belt. Adjust the rearview mirror so that you can see the roadway behind. Adjust your outside mirrors as well. While you drive, 2 hands on the wheel. While you drive, keep both hands on the steering wheel. The ideal position for holding the wheel varies with each driver, but at least one-third of the wheel should separate the hands. As a rule, the left hand should be on the wheel at 9 o'clock, as on the face of the clock, with the right hand at 3 o'clock. Never drive with your elbow resting in the window. While you drive, pay attention. While driving, watch out for the following. Children, especially children playing with a ball. They will often act without thinking. Slow down and proceed with caution around schools, playgrounds, residential areas, and other areas where children may walk, bicycle, or play. Bicyclists. Note that children bicyclists often do not have training in bicycle safety. Any movement at the street side door of a parked car. The door might open and obstruct your lane. Signals that another vehicle may be pulling out into the flow of traffic. Sudden turns and stops by other drivers. People who are driving recklessly or illegally. Get out of their way if possible. While driving long distances. The following strategies are suggested for driving long distances. Take a break every 100 miles. Do not follow the same vehicle or group of vehicles for long periods. You may become too relaxed and lose your concentration. To avoid going to sleep at the wheel, do not stare. Keep your eyes moving. Keep the interior of your car as cool as possible. Avoiding distractions. Be a safer driver by avoiding the following distractions. Cell phone use. Drivers distracted by cell phones cause thousands of accidents each year. If you must make a phone call while driving, the Mississippi Highway Patrol recommends that you use a hands-free device and keep your hands on the wheel. Texting on your cell phone while you drive is against the law in Mississippi. Headphones and loud music. Never wear stereo headphones while you drive, and never play your car stereo or radio loudly while driving. You may be unable to hear warning signals such as whistles and sirens. Visual obstructions and other distractions. Your windshield must be free of any signs or unofficial stickers. Vehicles registered in this state may not have signs, posters, stickers, or glassy material that causes a mirrored effect on the windows. Avoid hanging decorative items from your rearview mirror. Keep the front seat clear of objects that can fall during sudden movement. Emotional distractions. If you are preoccupied with personal problems, you may become too distracted to handle your vehicle safely. Domestic quarrels, financial concerns, or illness can make you temporarily accident-prone. If you have just had an argument or are worried, ill, angry, frightened, or grief-stricken, let someone else drive. Hazardous conditions and emergencies. In the event of hazardous road conditions and emergencies, follow the guidelines below. In rainy conditions, be especially careful. Many drivers pull off the road during a heavy downpour, but not everyone realizes that the opening minutes of rain or drizzle are actually the most dangerous. The first water to hit the road loosens accumulated dirt and grease. This immediately forms a mixture which quickly coats the road with a dangerously slick film. Slow down when rain begins to fall. When there is water on the roadway, reduce your speed. High speeds under such conditions can cause your vehicle to hydroplane out of control. Most automobile skids are caused by driving too fast for the weather and road conditions. If your vehicle starts to skid, turn the wheel in the direction of the skid, but only if you can do so without running off the road or hitting something. Remember that braking suddenly will increase the skid. Never use the clutch when you are trying to stop a skid. If you develop a flat tire or have a blowout, do not apply your brakes suddenly. Take your foot off the accelerator, and then apply the brakes slowly and cautiously. If you have plenty of stopping distance, let the vehicle stop by itself. If you run off the pavement, use the brakes lightly before returning to the roadway. If your car become disabled, pull over to the extreme right shoulder. If you must walk to seek help, always walk on the left side of the highway, facing oncoming traffic. Be extremely careful crossing any highway. In case of an accident. If you are involved in an accident, stop at once and help anyone who has been injured. Dial 911 to report injuries if necessary. Report immediately to the proper law enforcement authorities if the accident involves injury, death, or apparent property damage exceeding $500. Give all other parties involved in the accident your name, address, license plate number, and insurance information. For your own protection, be sure to get the same information from them. When the officer arrives at the accident scene, you must show proof of insurance and insurance policy number. Additional information about Mississippi's vehicle insurance requirement is provided later in this booklet. Note: if you do not have proof of insurance, you may be cited for a violation even if you are not at fault for the accident. Remember: whether or not you are at fault in an accident, you must report it unless there are no injuries and the property damage amounts to less than $500. If you are injured so badly that you cannot make an immediate report, any one of your passengers may do so. These reports are confidential and cannot be used against you in court. Interstate highway driving. Entering and exiting the interstate. To enter the interstate, drive along the ramp and obey the posted ramp speed. As you reach the end of the ramp, increase your speed in the acceleration lane until you reach the speed of the interstate highway traffic. It is dangerous to merge from a speed that is slower or faster than the flow of traffic. To merge into a travel lane, yield to any approaching vehicles and never turn suddenly into the main flow of traffic. First, give the proper signal, and then slowly merge into the traffic. Switch off your turn signal after you merge. To exit the interstate, be sure you are in the correct lane at least 1/4 mile from your exit. Most exits are on the right and require you to exit from the right-hand lane. However, some exits are on the left and require you to exit from the left-hand lane. Watch the signs to be certain of your exit's location. Before exiting, check for vehicles beside and behind you, signal your intentions, and move into the deceleration lane. Do not slow down until you have safely moved into the deceleration lane. Then reduce your speed to the posted limit and turn off your signal. If you take the wrong exit, continue on off the exit. Never stop, back up, or turn around on an exit ramp. If you miss your exit, do not stop and back up. Continue on to the next exit. Lane use, passing, and changing lanes. Use the proper lane at all times. The right lane is intended for through travel, and the left lane is intended for passing. However, on the interstate, passing on either the right or left is permissible. Be sure to stay in the right lane if you are traveling more slowly than the other traffic. When being passed, do not speed up. When passing, do not drive alongside any vehicle longer than it takes you to pass. It is dangerous to drive in another motorist's blind spot. When traveling in an interstate's right lane, watch for vehicles entering the right lane from access ramps, acceleration lanes. Merge left when safe to do so, so vehicles may enter the right lane safely. To change lanes, check your rearview and side mirrors and check your blind spot for vehicles beside and behind you. Then signal your intentions clearly. When you are sure it is safe, move into the lane you wish to drive in. Follow the same steps when returning to your former lane. Be sure to switch off your turn signal after changing lanes. Speed limits and following distance. The speed limit for interstate driving is 70 miles per hour for both day and night. The speed limit is for ideal road and weather conditions, so adjust your speed according to circumstances. Of course, you can drive at less than the legal limit, but not less than the posted minimum speed limit. Following too closely is extremely dangerous, especially on the interstate. It is a main reason for collisions on the interstate. If you are driving at 70 miles per hour, stay at least 7 car lengths from the vehicle ahead. If you are driving 50 miles per hour, stay at least 5 car lengths from the vehicle ahead. Accidents and breakdowns. If you are involved in an accident or your car breaks down, move your vehicle off the pavement onto the extreme right shoulder, or as far to the right as is practical. At night, leave your lights on and use your emergency flashers. If your vehicle breaks down, let others know that you need help by turning on your emergency flashers, raising the hood of your vehicle, and tying a white cloth to your door handle, antenna, or other prominent place. If you are stranded on the interstate, never get out of your vehicle into the main stream of traffic. Do not stand beside your vehicle. Never walk along or across the interstate or attempt to hitchhike. Stay inside your vehicle, lock the doors, and wait for reliable help. Interstate interchanges, exits and entrances. There are diagrams showing the correct way to use the 4 principal types of interstate interchanges. All ramps and exits are normally marked clearly. But if you are not sure about how to enter the interstate, pull off of the road and stop and check for correct route. Do not proceed until you are sure how to take the ramp you want. Note: the interchange diagrams have been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Road safety with large vehicles. When traveling on interstates and highways used by large trucks and tractor trailers, follow the guidelines below. Beware of blind spots. Large vehicles have limitations that motorists may not be aware of. The most significant of these are blind spots, areas around the oversized vehicle where the driver's ability to see and react to other vehicles is restricted. To avoid being in the driver's rear blind spot, don't follow the vehicle too closely. Instead, position your vehicle so that the professional driver can see your vehicle in his side mirrors. Remember, if you can't see the side mirrors on the front of the oversized vehicle you are following, the driver cannot see you. Follow safely. When following a large vehicle at night, always dim your headlights. Bright lights from the vehicle behind can blind the driver when they reflect off the vehicle's large side mirrors. If you are stopped behind a large vehicle on an upgrade, leave additional space in case the vehicle drifts backward slightly when it starts to move. Remember to keep to the left in your lane so the driver can see that you're stopped behind the vehicle. Do not follow too closely. An average tractor trailer weighs approximately 80,000 pounds, and generally, it takes longer to stop an oversized vehicle. However, at high speeds or on wet roads, large vehicles may have better traction and stability, allowing them to stop more quickly than smaller vehicles. Pass safely. When passing a large vehicle, first check to your front and rear, and move into the passing lane only if it is clear and while in a legal passing zone. Note: on a level highway, it only takes 3 to 5 seconds longer to pass a large vehicle than to pass a car. On an upgrade, it is usually easier to pass a large vehicle, as it often loses speed. While on a downgrade, the large vehicle's momentum will cause it to go faster, so you may need to increase your speed. Before returning to the lane of the vehicle you have passed, be sure to move back only when you can see the front wheels of the truck meeting the pavement in your rearview mirror. Remember to maintain your speed once you have completed the passing maneuver. When a large vehicle passes you, help the driver by keeping to the far side of your lane. Never speed up when an oversized vehicle is passing you. When you meet a large vehicle coming from the opposite direction, keep as far to the right as possible to avoid a sideswipe crash and reduce the wind turbulence. Remember that wind turbulence pushes vehicles apart, it does not pull them together. Right turns. Large vehicles require more space to make a turn and need to swing to the left of the lane when preparing to make a right turn. To avoid a crash, don't pass a truck on the right if there is a possibility that it might be making a right turn.